Peya, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. The Torah's Kohanim, the halachic midrash on Sefer Vayikra, teaches us, based on the pasuk, Lo sechala pa'asadcha, that you should not finish off the peya, the corner of your field, that teaches us that a person is obligated to give peya for each individual sada. Each individual field requires its own peya. The question is, what defines a sada? What defines a field? And that is going to be the subject of our Mishnah. The elu mafsikan lepeya. The following items make a hefsik, a interruption between one field and the other for peya, and turns them into two separate fields. The first case is hanachal, is a river. Now this doesn't need to be a full flowing river. It can either also be what we refer to in Eretz Yisrael as a nachal, is sometimes a wadi. It sometimes has water in it, sometimes doesn't have water in it, but something that does normally as a place that carries water would be considered to be a nachal. Hashalulis. Hashalulis is basically an irrigation ditch that carries water from one field to another. Those are mafsik. V'derech ha-yachid. Also, a derech ha-yachid is a private derech, a private road, which is only 4 amos wide. V'derech ha-rabim, also a derech ha-rabim, which is 16 amos wide. U'shvil ha-rabim, u'shvil ha-yachid, ha-kavua, b'mosach hama, b'mosach shamim. And also pathways. These are not places that are constantly used, but they're just pathways that lead to fields. There are some pathways that are considered shvil harabim, and those are ones that many people use to get to their fields, but it's not considered to be some place that travelers don't utilize them. They're just access paths, and those access paths, so if it's a shvil harabim, it's used by numerous people, and shvil yachid is just used by one individual to get to his field. And but they need to be, those two things need to be kavua, they need to be set both in the summer, in the Yimosachama, Yimosach Shamim, also in the rainy season, in the winter. If they're used year-round, then they qualify to be considered a hefsik between fields. Also considered to be a hefsik is vahabur, that is to say, an untilled field. It's a field that is not being planted, it's not being worked. That would be considered a hefsik if it's between two planted fields. Vahanir, if you have a plowed field that is not planted. Also, vizera acher, if you have another crop that's in between two fields. Let's say you have a wheat field, and in between the wheat field, you are growing barley in the middle. So those two wheat fields then are considered to be two separate fields. V'hakotzer l'shachas mafsik divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that when one is kotzer, if someone harvests and cuts down their grain for the purposes of shachas. Shachas is animal feed. And generally speaking, animal feed is cut down early, prior to the time when the grain can be used for human consumption. So when you cut it down early, l'shachas, that is considered to be a hefsek between the two other sides that were not cut down. That's Rebbeir's opinion. V'chachamim omrim, however, chachamim disagree. They say, eino mafsik el im kein charash. That cutting down for the purposes of shachas, for animal food, does not make it into a hefsek. It does not have a separation between the two fields. And that's because the Chachamim look at the cutting down for shachas as the beginning of the eventual katsira, the eventual harvesting of the entire area. And therefore, it's not considered to be a hefsek, a separate entity. Ela imkin charash, unless you plow that area. If you cut it down for shachas and you plow it, then you are showing that it's indeed a completely separate area, and the two fields on either side are then considered to be separate fields.